Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you again once more for Manna in the Morning with a study in God's Word. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ as recorded in the Gospel of John. This morning we're in John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now the Lord Jesus says here, he is the life. And the Bible tells us that we as human beings are dead in trespasses and sins. That's how Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 describes us. Now you say, how can I be dead? I'm moving around, I'm holding down a job, I'm going to school, or I'm visiting my family, or whatever you may be doing. You say, I'm very active, I certainly don't feel dead. But that's a mistaken notion, because often when we hear the word death, we think only of the physical consequences of death. Physical death is the separation of your spirit and soul from your body. But that's not the end of you, my friend. You go on. You will go into eternity. And whether you go to heaven or to hell is determined by what you've done with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you received him as your Savior? Have you believed his word? If you have, then you have the assurance that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And you have the assurance that one day the Lord Jesus will come back and raise your body and transform it in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, into a glorified body fit to be with him in heaven for all eternity. But if you've not received Christ, that's tantamount to rejecting him. If you say, no, some other time, I've got plenty of time, that's a dangerous thing to say. You may find yourself passing out into eternity, lost, in the lake of fire eventually, for all eternity. What a terrible thing that would be when the Lord Jesus says he is the life. Not just the one who gave us physical life in the first place. That's true. He created all things. And by him all things consist, Colossians 1 says. Acts 17 says, in him we live and move and have our being. So the breath that you breathe, the beating of your heart, that's all the gift of God. That all comes through the Lord Jesus, who is the life. But when John speaks about life, this gospel tells us that life is so much more than physical life, that one can be spiritually alive before God. You see, sin cuts us off from God. It makes us spiritually dead. It separates us from God. And the Lord Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, he said. Now, he defined life this way in this same upper room ministry in John chapter 17 and verse 3. He said, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So, life is defined by the Lord Jesus as knowing God through Christ. You can have spiritual life today by coming to the Lord Jesus and asking for it. Asking him to give you this life, telling him you know you're dead in your trespasses and sins, and you don't want to be that way any longer. You want the life that he alone can give. You want a brand new life, one that may glorify God, one whereby you may know God and enjoy him forever. That's what the Christian gospel talks about when it speaks about eternal life. Not just living forever, not just life that is unending in duration, but life that is eternal in quality. Life that is derived from the life that is in Christ. Life that is really living, not merely existing. Not just going on and saying, I wonder why I'm here. You can know meaning and purpose. You can know why you're here. You were created to glorify God, and you can bring him much glory and worship him and know him personally if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put your faith and trust in him. The Lord Jesus will give you eternal life, he says, and you will never perish. He is the one who is the life. It's no good saying, well, I want eternal life, I want to be in heaven, but I don't want anything to do with the Lord Jesus. No, my friends, if you have the Son, you have life. If you have the Lord Jesus, you have the life. If you don't have him, you are still dead in your trespasses and sins, still separated from God. Come to the Lord Jesus today and enjoy the life that he offers.